Passing law that's not very well known. Rabbi Sarap, it's in Reish Pei Vav. It's halacha that not people don't discuss it because Hilchas Smius. It's like part of the laws of Hilchas Nida. They don't discuss halacha, the law of having a mezuzah in a bedroom. A married couple, where exactly, what exactly one should do with regard to the mezuzah. So we learned over yesterday, he's going to finish up now, just a few more points. But we learned yesterday there's a very wide spectrum of opinion what a person should do. One opinion says there's no mezuzah. A person should not put a mezuzah on his bedroom. The mezuzah you have on the front door of your home is enough because it's not a room. Since a person is engaging in this activity, it's not sneus, it's not proper to put a mezuzah on
the
bedroom.
So to put the television in the bedroom, so you thought of a mezuzah.
But to put the television in the bedroom, you put a mezuzah. Brilliant idea. Brilliant. Okay, so what is the next? That's not acceptable. What's the next solution? Next solution is that they should be covered. The mezuzah, it's you have to a kiss mitoich kiss. Just like when a person goes to the Beis Hakisei, you have to put a double kiss. So too, you have to put like tefillin. Tefillin have to be covered. Kiss mitoich kiss. In this type of situation, so too the mezuzah. It's not enough to put the mezuzah the way we have it on the door. There has to be an additional covering on top of the mezuzah. And then we have the opinion that says that's not necessary. One kiss is enough. Kiss, it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, it's only mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that tefillin need to be kiss, mitoich kiss. But a mezuzah, just don't have on your bedroom a clear case. The case should be opaque.
Is the bottom of tefillin
counted? No, it does not. The bottom of tefillin do not count as a kiss.
But the box on top of it, yes?
No, the box appears not. Why not? It's because I think it's because the dalet and the yud stick out.
Stick out of it.
Stick out of the box. So
that's
the box...
Only on the shayad, not on the shalosh.
The shalosh, the dalet, the kesher shel tefillin. The kesher, when you make the kesher, the kesher of the dalet sticks out.
So if you have the Israeli boxes...
The canteens,
so the
cylindrical box. That's no different than a tefillin zekel.
What's the difference?
The cylindrical box is exactly the same thing as what is putting your tefillin into a bag, into a.
So that's one
kiss, and then you need put in a plastic bag. So
no,
the plastic.
No,
the boxes do not count because the dalit is the davar shel kedusha. The dalit is the shem Hashem and the yud, the ritzuos. That's what the poskim say, that the box that you put the plastic box that you put your tefillin in does not count as a kiss because it doesn't always close the entire. It doesn't. I don't know. To me, it does close the entire thing. But for some reason, the dalit and the yud. But the dal and the yud is only with tzuos. It's not mamish the shame Hashem. I don't know why it's like that. No, the shin dal and the yud is a minog. It doesn't. If it would really be Hashem's name, you would not be allowed to open up the dalit. You would not be allowed to open up the yud to adjust it. Because when you're opening up the dal, opening up the yud, you're being meichik to the shame Hashem. So it's not really the shame Hashem. It's in the tzur of the shame Hashem. It's a very nice thing. But lahalocha, when push comes to shove, it's not the shame Hashem. So it's not the Shem Hashem. Why should we not consider the plastic box to be at least one kiss? And then when you put your tefillin in the plastic bag, it should be a kiss number two. The poskim don't say this. They say it's not. They say that the box itself, when you put your tefillin in, is still considered to be, it doesn't count. I don't know why. I guess maybe it's so, I don't know why. That's what they say.
Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah, even though it's wearing a
me'il, yeah.
It's still called,
it's not cover contained at all.
Alright,
maybe for some reason that since that's miyuchid for the tefillin itself, so it's part of the tefillin itself. The first bag you put in your tefillin is one kiss. The plastic that you put around your bag is not called a kiss. The place can go on because that's only meant to protect the bag. It's bottled to the bag. The plastic that you put the velvet bag that you put your, that's kiss number one.
Right.
That's a given. Then most people have on top of that a plastic, or they have today that you buy these whatever you call it. You put your they have a shoulder strap. The what do they call them? What?
It's a knapsack.
Not a knapsack. There's a word for it. Whatever they call it. So that thing, the poskim seem to say that it's not called a second kiss. That is only an extension of your velvet. Whatever material it is, your cloth, velvet bag, it's an extension. It's just there to protect it. It's there to enhance it. It's not considered separate. If you want to be able to take your tefillin to the Beis HaKise, which is very time, you go on a trip on the airplane, you go into the Beis HaKise, you don't wear, you leave it. So what do you do? So then you need to put it into another bag.
The lining
does not count. The lining is all part of the same bag itself. You need to put it into a carry on. You have a carry on, and you put your tefillin in the carry on. Then you can go into the Beis HaKise. If you have a carry on, take on the airplane, and you put your tefillin in the carry on, and you want to go to the Beis HaKise, you can take it into the Beis HaKise because your tefillin now are kis mitoich kis. Okay, if it's in the bedroom,
then you don't.
Yeah.
If you have your talus bag.
The talus bag is all puts open. You put your tefillin in the talus bag. L'chora, that would be enough. You're right. Excellent. If you chora, right, I'm not thinking because I'm not married. So if you put your kishel tefillin in your talus bag, l'chora, that would be kis mitoich kis. Shabbing does count. It does absolutely. Shabbing does count. If you take your tefillin, you put your tefillin in the shabbing, you go to Beis HaKise. Absolutely. A shabbing bag is nice.
You don't need a carry-on.
Right. You take your tool in the second bag. But the plastic...
Are you only allowed to bring your talus into the bag?
L'chatchila, the minig, it's not osur. The minig is not to wear a talus in the Beis HaKise, because the talus, godol, is a bag called a beged shel mitzvah. The beged itself. A talus katan, the beged is not a beged shel mitzvah. The beged of a talus katan is not a beged shel mitzvah. It's just there as a way to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. But the talus gadol in halacha has the status of a beged shel mitzvah. The minhag is you don't bring the talus gadol into the Beis HaKise.
So you shouldn't bring a talus bag.
Oh, but the talus, that you have the tefillin in the talus bag into the Beis HaKise, it's not the end of the world. Because a talus mikra, then you can bring it to the Beis HaKise. And here the talus already mitoch one kiss. It's mutter. It definitely al pi halacha is mutter. Do people do it? No, they don't do it. They don't do it because I guess there's a certain sensitivity. It says on the talus bag, talus has your name on it. It's muhudur. It just not doesn't seem right to do it. But al pi halacha it's mutter. So certainly, if you go and you put that in, you wrap it up in another plastic bag, or you wrap it up, you put it in a carry on. There is no issue. You can take it into the Beis HaKise, or you can leave it on your dresser. A married in a person's bedroom, a person can leave his tefillin on the dresser if the tefillin are kiss mitoich kiss. If you just have tefillin, it's not a bachel doesn't have this issue. But maybe his children's tefillin are lying over there. But a person has their talus bag. Think about it. You have your talus bag, your talus. So therefore, your tefillin are kiss mitoich kiss. L'choritz mutter. L'choritz mutter to have your talus bag, which has your tefillin inside, on the dresser in your hotel room, right? When the person's with his wife. L'chorus mutter. Because it's in the same room, but the talus is really no issue, and the only issue is tefillin, and tefillin must be kiss mitoch kiss. L'chorus, that's called kiss mitoch kiss. L'chorus it is. You want to say it's not mechuda, you should cover it, so you should cover it. So you put a cover on top of it. What?
Put it in the drawer. That's a good point. If you go to a hotel.
Right. Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. So you go to a hotel, or even not a hotel. Wait. You go to a hotel,
if you go to a hotel, you're not supposed to keep your towels in your bedroom because you'll get used to dominating.
Okay, whatever it is, in a hotel, let's say the hotel, you come to the hotel, the tefillin, obviously the chatchil, it's not a nice thing that should be exposed. So you put, like say, you put it in the drawer. But if it's not in the drawer, l'cha'ora, it's mutter. Because it's kiss mitoich kiss. Here we learned yesterday the whole issue. What about the mezuzah? If the mezuzah is on the inside of the room, like over here, this example, the door closed, and this one is on the inside of the room, does the mezuzah need also to be kiss mitoich kiss? The saran wrap that goes around the mezuzah is not a kiss. It's not a kiss. We discussed it yesterday because it's not reusable. So the only kiss you have is the case itself.
Well, even if it's invisible, we said it's to protect it. We just said now by film, if it's to protect it, it's like a clear covering. It doesn't count.
It's not. It doesn't count. It does not count. The question over here is: Do you need a kiss mitoch kiss on the mezuzah? So the Aruch HaShulchan yesterday was mefalpel. Mitzad echad you do, mitzad sheni you don't. There are different customs. Some say it's good enough. Some say it's not good enough. Now he winds down and he says the best solution, like I told you yesterday, is you should see to it that the mezuzah is on the outside of the door and you solve all the problems. Not like this door, not like this door, but like the door that goes into the kitchen. When you close the door opens into the bedroom. So when you close the door, the mezuzah is not inside. The door is on the outside in the hallway. So then you have no issue whatsoever. That is the ideal solution for this problem. Halacha tezvav. Ulaniya staiti, hadvarim tumur me'od. He's going back to what it says over there. They should go have a kiss. It's on page 183. The last paragraph. Page 183, the last paragraph. Ulaniya staiti, hadvarim tumur me'od. Im kein hashas, yapoiskim shetrichu klim b'terachli b'tfilin b'sfarim, lamalo hiskiru mezuzah. How come this part of the pilpul? If you're telling me that you have to have a kiss mitoch kiss with regard to the mezuzah, just like the tefillin need a kiss mitoch kiss, how come the Gemara makes no mention of this whatsoever? Because it has to be that the mezuzah is in the cheder. Okay, in the ancient times, it wasn't like today where the mezuzah was outside. The mezuzah was inside. Which has to be. Maybe you'll tell me, like when we started with yesterday, that some opinions hold that your bedroom is potter from a mezuzah. Okay, and indeed, there are poskim that say there's no chiv to put a mezuzah on your bedroom of a married couple because exactly of this issue. Kedasa poitrim shemispar, but we said before, v'zehu yoiser tumua. That's shocking. It's shocking to say that the Shulchan Aruch holds like this das yach. We don't follow that. It's never. We never heard such a thing that your bedroom is part from a mezuzah. The imkain heachlo huskiru hashas the harambam the apoiskim dover godol kizeshu behechroch the ein bayis asher ein boicheder kizeh. There's no home. There's no such thing as a bayis that doesn't have a room for parents. Kizeh v'hoyilohem ulevar dechedesh ish v'ishto shruin b'sham potem emezuzah. Elavadai, it's not true. You know you do need a mezuzah. The ain't a cane, the cane, the zeh b'herchosh ha'toyro gozra la'asas mezuzah. V'atoyro gozra al priya urviya. The Torah says, there's something called priya urviya. The Torah says the mezuzah. So vadai, she'ain tzorech kli mitoch kli. So he's saying over here, the bottom line he holds, the Aruch HaShulchan is very lenient. You don't have to get worked up about this. You could have the mezuzah in your bedroom. The door can close like it closes in these rooms. And there's a mezuzah. And there's a case. It just should not be clear. Don't buy the clear mezuzah cases. Buy the opaque mezuzah cases. And you're good to go. The standard of mezuzah is not the same standard as tefillin.
In the old days, they had one-room houses.
Exactly. So what are you going to say? You put it for mezuzah? Can't be. Exactly. Vadai she ain't sorak kli to kli elakisui ba'alma v'ulai v'gamze v'ulai gamze ain't sorak. Kevin, he wants to save a bigger chiddush. You can have a clear mezuzah case also. He wants to suggest. That's what he says. You don't even need this. Why? Kevin shenitztavinu al zois. Since the Torah says there's a mitzvah of mezuzah and there's a mitzvah priya revia, it can't be. The Torah does not come to set you up for failure. Okay, this is the code word nechinuch. All the complaints. You set the child up to fail. The Torah is not in the business of setting you up for trouble. If the Torah tells you there's a mitzvah pre-revia, and the Torah says you have to write a mezuzah al beis secha, and like you say in the olden days, you only have one room, the whole room, and that's the style today, you know. Today, the new modern style, you follow fashion, follow style is open, big open space.
That's not by the bedrooms.
What? Yeah, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Go check it out. Something, it extends even to the bedrooms. Big old, you have a little, cabins, you have a little cubby, you have a little area. Okay, if you don't have children, yeah. Let's say just you know,
empty nesters.
A small apartment, a married couple, a small apartment, a basement apartment. There's such a thing today. Today there's a whole mahalach is open space, one big open room, and you have the kitchen, and
yeah,
your bedroom. It's very easy for mezuzah. You don't have one mezuzah. This is go check out all these new buildings they're building over here. Go over here right next door. Go check. I'm sure they'll have apartments like this. That's the new trend.
Studio.
The new trend.
You said
the studio, but even the studio, you still. I don't know. Maybe
you have a kitchen. One wall has a kitchen on it, and you have a small bathroom. That's it.
And then where's the bedroom?
Bedroom.
Is the bedroom a separate room or is it in the big open space?
Same area.
Same open space. So the whole apartment is apart from mezuzah. Because there's no separate from the bedroom. Can that taka be? The Torah is telling you that you put it on a mezuzah? Can't be. So the Torah is allowing you to have a mezuzah exposed. You can take the mezuzah, no saran wrap, nothing. Just take the mezuzah and make a cavity in the wall. Just etch out a cavity in the door, put in the door, and stick the mezuzah in on the inside of your apartment. Ah, oh, I talking? The Shem Hashem is exposed. Yeah, that's what Torah wants. Tefillin, you don't have to daven in the house. So tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't put your tefillin, Put your tefillin in the drawer. Don't leave the tefillin on the dresser. Put your tefillin in the drawer. But the mezuzah can be exposed.
Should be a mezuzah in a mikvah.
No, Chazal, we discussed that, because the mezuzah is a place where people are arum. People, that's not where you live. It's not a place of living. No one lives in the mikvah. And it's a place based on merachatz. So that's definitely
part of it. Bungalow, we have a screen door and a regular door.
So if it's, you only one mezuzah.
One door opens one way, and the other door opens the other.
You put it on the outside. You always put the mezuzah as close to the very outside.
This is your solution. Would have two doors to the bedroom.
Yes, that's what he says in a few moments. The solution is, and it's very, very common, the easiest solution, and it's practical 99% of the time, is the way the standard is that the doors in the room open inside. That's the way it is. Okay? And therefore, when you close the door, where's the mezuzah? On the outside. So 99% of the time, it's not an issue. Now, then what about in situations where it is an issue? Sometimes the door opens for other reasons, practical reasons, the door or this construction, and it's a makeshift room, and the door opens in the wrong direction.
All outdoor rooms. All outdoor doors open to the out.
Outside doors open to the out.
Because of hurricanes.
Or hurricanes. What do you mean, why?
Because if a door opens in, a hurricane can
push the door in. Wow.
If a door opens out,
then you're safe. Very interesting. Very interesting. That's how they do it in Florida. Fascinating. Okay, but
it's also easier for security.
I don't know about security.
Yeah, if it's ram it in.
All right, in any event, let's go further. So he says over here, let's finish over here. That's why the Beis Yosef, if you read the Beis Yosef very clearly, it's like a gem. His words are smooth. If they really make sense, it's not because when the person is not properly dressed, it's worse. This is what the Torah requires. The Torah is not setting you up for trouble. Tefillin is not a hechruch. You don't have to have your tefillin in your bedroom. They don't belong there. They belong in shul. You don't have to have you don't live in a mikvah. So in these situations, you don't have a mezuzah. But in your bedroom, this is that kachi darkei shel olam, and it's a mitzvah, and therefore it's permitted. I'll give you another example. Bris mila. The baby's erev is exposed, right? Is it not so? And the moel is making a bracha. So isn't that a little surprising? Okay, isn't that a little bit surprising? A woman goes to mikvah.
There's
no other way to do it. Okay, so taka, some moilim, they turn their face. I don't know if they do, they don't. That's how it is. The Torah says to do a bris mila, even though under normal circumstances.
He does mitzitza.
But you don't make a bracha before you do the mitzitza. But you don't make the
bracha afterwards.
But at that point, since this is the mitzvah, that's how it has to be. When it's not the mitzvah, then you have to take into other considerations. A woman makes it when she goes to mikvah. She makes a bracha al til. Even a ger, a male, go to mikvah. You make a bracha when you go to mikvah. So they're not dressed. So the water in halacha we consider the water to be covering them. That's not a very satisfying. The water is clear. Okay, the water is clear. So I read you're supposed to cover your body. I don't know the difference between what they do. All of these things don't really solve the problem. They don't.
It's
really
an easy solution to the bedroom. You use a poster bed that has a chitz around it. Right? So that's the second.
Maybe you should put a tree.
No, otherwise you have to cut this stuff.
Akilas Hassanim. Akilas Hassanim. The Gemara calls it Akilas Hassanim. Right? The Gemara talks the canopy. You go in. And they have drapery, tapestries hanging down. Maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know. Okay, Akilas Hassan. Listen, I don't know. Therefore, mikvah. All of the solutions of the water and covering your body, that doesn't answer the question. You're not dressed. And the water is clear. There's an erva. How can you make a bracha la tzvila? How can you do it? Obviously, if there's a mitzvah, being traveling in the mikvah, and you have to make a bracha, the bracha overrides the fact that there's an erva. That's, I mean, it's a chiddush, but that's what it is. And the same way that has to be the case when it comes to tzila, and the same way it has to be the case when it comes to a bris mila, that's how it is when it comes to a mezuzah. The Torah says have a mezuzah. The Torah says you have to live in, you have to be kind of the mitzvah pre-reviya. So it's not a stira. And he's suggesting this is pshat in the Beis Yosef that you don't have to worry about this. Do absolutely nothing. You can have the mezuzah inside of your room, even if it's exposed to clear mezuzah case. Now, we're not finished yet. Oid kosav in ramah, v'nira li, d'mokam shadelas. So here we finally get to the common solution. Shadelas mibifnim, the door closes on the inside. Uchish ha-shoichvim sham. And when your person goes to sleep, he closes the segment of adelas. V'nimsa shah mezuzah mibachutz. Oh, the mezuzah mibachutz. So then you got no problem. Chayev lekuli alma at kan l'shoinev. Yafilu b'sefer Torah mutar. That's part of a sefer Torah on the outside of the hall. You have a sefer Torah outside your bedroom, lying on a dresser, on some type of stand. So if, as long as the door is closed, of course it's mutar. V'nira. What is Rama telling us? The Kamash Mulam, what's the Chiddush? Of course. The Loi Tema, don't go to him, maybe we would argue that since this Cheder is a Cheder that's miyuchid for this activity, so even if the mezuzah is on the outside, it should be, you don't put him a mezuzah. Just like you don't put a mezuzah on a mikvah. Just like you don't put a mezuzah on a Beis HaMerachatz. It's on a Beis HaKiseh. A Cheder that's miyuchid for something that is not derecher, it's for the mezuzah, is potter. Even if the mezuzah is kiss mitoch kiss. So maybe a person should be put a mezuzah on his bedroom. No, that's not so. Everyone agrees. Even the biggest mekilim in this matter agree that a mezuzah, that if the mezuzah is on the outside of your bedroom, you have a mezuzah. The bechaygav nechay b'mezuzah. V'lo yedonu l'rechitza. It's not like rechitza. V'gam ze v'im ze achid yesh lefnim b'menu oit cheder. Let's say it's a room within a room. You have multiple doors. She'ena miyuchel shchiva. Huvadai chay b'mezuzah. If it's only a hallway which leads into the bedroom, of course. Sometimes you have these very elaborate apartments where there's like a hallway before you go into the bedroom. Like there's a hallway which takes you to the three bedrooms, or two bedrooms. Foyer. So that, of course, is chayv in mezuzah. Well, that's not so partial because the room itself doesn't have the dimensions. The room itself, many foyers do not have 36 square feet. So you don't, 36. In order to be chayv in mezuzah, the room requires 36 square feet. 6 by 6 feet, which is the smallest dimension of Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. 4 Amos by 4 Amos, which is 36, so you have to have at least those dimensions. So then
no
it's...
No height required?
Height has to be 10 tefachim. Very, 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 very low. Very small.
If you build a foyer, you close it up, a room, so you have to take off the mezuzah?
What do you mean? It's taslim and also, if you destroy the dimensions...
Right.
So and then the mezuzah and then you enlarge. I think you close it from one side. Let's say you have a room, and then you put up a wall. And by putting up the wall, the dimensions now are less than 36 square feet, and then you break open the other wall, and you extend in the other direction. So now everything's said and done. The room once again has 36 square feet. But in the meantime, in the middle, there was a period of time when this room did not have 36 square feet. And the mezuzah was put on the door when it did have originally. And now it has. But in the middle, it did not have. The mezuzah is no good. You have to take the mezuzah off and put it back on. Because it's tasev lemon osu. You can't go put the mezuzah and then build a house around the mezuzah. You're not yet to the mitzvah. The mitzvah...
When you come in the opposite direction,
It doesn't matter. It's a separate cheder. We believe that we're going to get to those halachas a little later on. He goes through the halachas, the dimensions, the halachas, tasman asli, and all the various types of archways, entranceways. We need some diagrams for this. Hopefully, I have some svan that are very good at this, but I only have one. It's hard to. Yechiel Michel Stern. He once wrote a sefer on mezuzah. He wrote a sefer. It's fantastic. It's not only a mezuzah, on tayag mitzvahs, and in that sefer, I never seen something so good about mezuzah. He has there probably 100 different really good pictures of all the possible scenarios of entranceways. It's called a Torah v'Hamitzvahs. It goes through all the parashios, and each parasha he mentions interesting things. and Parshas or whatever it's Devarim or Veschanan, Veschanan and the Ekev, where you have the Mitzvah of Mezuzah, he has a very elaborate section on Mezuzah with some fantastic pictures, and those pictures by and large cover almost every possible scenario you're ever going to come in contact with. If it's Chayvin Mezuzah, it's Chayvin Mezuzah. So B'li Neder, when we get further in the Halachas and we come to those scenarios, we'll pass around the pictures to get more of an appreciation of what type of entranceway is the Chayvin Mezuzah. Most of them are very surprised to learn how many more mezuzahs they're going to need in their home when we finish these halachas. You think you're finished, right? You put every mezuzah, you have whatever you have, you're going to go home. Wait a minute, I need a mezuzah here, a mezuzah here, a mezuzah here. This shear is going to cost you an arm and a leg.
If you have a door, right, and you have like a storage area with hoses and stuff, and then you have another door that locks before you get in, you need a mezuzah on the door.
I don't know the answer. I'm a little bit. I have to brush up on the halacha. I don't remember. I once spent a lot of time on this years ago. I forgot everything, so I don't know the answer to your question. And probably the answer is it needs a mezuzah but without a bracha. That's probably the answer in 90% of these type of shilas. It does need a mezuzah, but you do not make a bracha. You do not have enough square space. To be chayvin mezuzah, or maybe you do, whatever. So there are different opinions how much space you need. So generally, you would put up a mezuzah without a bracha. That's going to be the answer in many of these cases. And we'll see. We'll go believe that. We'll see. You don't need a mezuzah. You don't have to be machmir. There's no need to put up a mezuzah. You don't need a mezuzah. Let's just finish up these halachas. The imkain hey mitzvahs finish over here. So we will over here. Let's just start from the paragraph again. Pasuk tezayin. No. Let me see. We're up to. Let's start from there, exactly in the middle of the paragraph. Paragraph to Zion, smack in the middle, the first word of the line, V'im zechachede yesh lefnim imenu oid cheder, she'enem yuchad, mein she'enem yuchad, l'shchiva, v'vadai chayi b'mezuzah. So certainly this, the foyer is chayi b'mezuzah. Ela sheheker tzir v'adela seivivin oisai. The way the door swings on the frame, and the mezuzah is going to have to be in this area, let's see, further inside. Okay, so you have to see a picture. I don't really know what he's exactly referring to. We'll believe this type of shiloh will be come out later on. When we get to the pictures, you're going to see these examples, is where the door opens in a way where the only place you can put the mezuzah is in a place where you really don't want to put the mezuzah. Let's say in this example is your bedroom. So therefore, your bedroom is where your bedroom opens up into another room. I think what he's saying over here is your bedroom leads into another room. And that other room needs a mezuzah. But the way the door is set up is the door that opens from your bedroom into the next room opens inward. So when you close the door, where is the mezuzah found? It's in your bedroom. Okay, so here again, let's go. You have over here your bedroom, and your bedroom, you have an office on the side of your bedroom. Your bedroom is an office, so you open up the door and you go into the office. The office is certainly chayav in a mezuzah. We learned. It's touch each other.
Bedroom could have a mezuzah.
The door to the bedroom. Let's assume that's taken care of.
Okay.
The door opens inside, so when you close the door in your bedroom, the mezuzah is outside.
Right. Yeah.
Now, in your bedroom, you have an office. The only way to get to this office is to go through your bedroom, and the way it was constructed is that the door of your office opens into the office. So when you close the door to the office, where is the mezuzah? The mezuzah is in your bedroom. So now you got a problem. You have a mezuzah, a davar shebe kedusha in your bedroom. What are you to do? So he says, in this situation, better take the mezuzah off the doorpost and put it in the office, not along the post of the door, but rather sideways. Right, if you have a post, we always put the mezuzah, make believe this is the post. So where we put the mezuzah? We put the mezuzah along the width of the post. Put the mezuzah like this, inside the office. Yes. In this situation, it's okay to listen to the tour. And then, let's say you have a swinging door. You ever go to a restaurant or catering hall, and the doors swing back and forth? There are no posts. You can't put a mezuzah on the post. You can't put a mezuzah because the doors swing back and forth along the post. There's no place to put the mezuzah. All you can do is you can carve out inside the door itself, but you can't look at this metal. Sometimes it's metal, so that you can't carve, you can't destroy the frame. So where do they put the mezuzah? Look, they put the mezuzah on the inside, not hanging like this.
A sliding door, yeah, a lot of times.
A sliding door, right? You can go sliding door, these high-tech doors. So where do you put? You put the mezuzah on the inside or on the outside? The first way on the outside, but on the inside. Which way? Like this, not like this, but like this. So here he's saying that's what you should do in this situation. If you have a bedroom and the bedroom has an office and the door opened, closed in a way where the mezuzah would be on the inside. So there's no way to put the mezuzah along the post where the mezuzah would not be inside your bedroom. So in this case, don't put the mezuzah here along the post. Put the mezuzah inside, like this, and it's kosher, it's good enough. It's kosher for the Torah.
Yeah, and Eretz Yisrael in the walls, they have sometimes the whole wall is glass.
Right.
And the door is glass.
Sliding glass.
No, even if you open the door, there's no mashkaf, it's just all of these glass.
Okay, so we have to see a picture.
Is, let's say you have the mashkaf, it goes around...
I can't picture it in my mind. Every situation is different. You can't describe. It's going to be too complicated. We need pictures.
You have a mashkaf here and the top.
I don't know. We need.
This whole thing is glass.
Yeah.
And there's a door right over here. It's glass. So they put the mezuzah over there.
That's not necessarily correct.
Because you can't put it on the door.
You can. You put it on the inside of the door. Put it on the door itself.
But the door is glass. It's
so
straight.
Don't put the door along the edge. You put the door inside.
Put it on the glass?
On the glass.
So what's wrong with putting it over there?
On the glass. Because that's too far. That's not the door. That's the wall. That's too far away. You put the door on the glass itself. There's a barber shop where I go to the barber, could tell you, right near Tar Vadas. So that's what he does. It's a glass door, a swinging glass door. So the mezuzah is on the inside, on the glass, facing the other direction. It's probably one of his customers was a rav and told him exactly what to do. You have over here the bakery. Which bakery? On East 12th Street? Across from Glattmart. Across from Glattmart. There's a sliding glass door. Rices. A sliding glass door. So where's the mezuzah? You have to see where the mezuzah is. The mezuzah is not in a normal place because there's a sliding glass door. You can't put the mezuzah on the... There is no post. The door just swings in. You got to put the mezuzah on the glass itself on the other direction. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting. I would imagine this is a very common situation. People also have walk-in closets. People are beautiful walking, you have a bedroom, and in the bedroom you have a walk-in closet. Many times the walk-in closets are chayv in a mezuzah. They're large enough to be chayv in a mezuzah. So where do you put the mezuzah? The mezuzah on your bedroom door, you got no problem, because when the door closes, the mezuzah is on the outside. But in the walk-in closet, the mezuzah is exposed, it's a problem, people are not aware of this. So he's saying, in those situations, you can't give the excuse here, the Torah is not setting you up for failure. Right, the Torah says the mitzvah pre-revia. The Torah says the mezuzah. The Torah is not talking about walk-in closets. The Torah is talking about the entrance to your bedroom, the entrance to your home. The Torah did not envision your walk-in closet. Envisioned everything, but that's not an excuse. So here, maybe there's a ground you should be a little bit more machmir. You should be a little more sensitive. How can you be more sensitive? So put the mezuzah in a place where the mezuzah is not exposed to the bedroom, or put the mezuzah in a kiss mitach kiss. Okay, you have to be a little more creative in these types of situations. These halachas are not discussed. These halachas you don't hear about. Never anyone talk about these halachas. Very much because these halachas are really in the category of hilchos tznius, of nida. Like you never learn. You don't learn in yeshiva. No one ever. You don't hear. They do now. They have only yeshiva for nida, but only for married men in these courses. But these halachas are people which people unfortunately do not never came in contact with. Let's finish up. The lismech alatur b'sim reish pei tes. He holds you don't need this. He just said before that it could be makel a mezuzah. He just said before that not everyone is so machmer on this. A mezuzah is not like tefillin. You don't need kiss mitoich kiss. A regular opaque mezuzah case, according to many poskim, is sufficient. It's fine. You don't need to do more than that. V'da, The makom sheyesh lachosh sheyig nevu hamezuzah v'tavul de design yasu nekev v'mashkoif. The ideal thing is to make a nekev v'mashkoif hayemin v'yachnisu hamezuzah l'sham shlotehei nikar mibuchutz v'lo yifku bo harashoim. He's just telling you derech agav is that when you have a situation where you can't put the mezuzah in the ideal place and you have to go and put it b'chayre hadelas on the wrong angle. It would be better if you can carve out in the doorpost a hollow space and put the mezuzah there and seal it. And then put some plaster or put whatever you put on top and paint it, and no one even knows the mezuzah. No one knows the mezuzah. You yait to the mitzvah. You yait to the chash marasayim, of course. People, how can we have a mezuzah on your door?
What happens when you have to check the mezuzah?
So you got to open it up. That's right. You got to open it up. You got to open it up, and you have to take out the mezuzah and then do it all over again. Obviously, it's not a very pleasant thing, but that is a solution in a situation where you can't put the mezuzah in the regular way for various reasons. Okay, obviously,
does the mezuzah have to stick out?
No, it does not. No. It does not. It does not have to stick out. It's exactly
so
it can
like
be in the doorpost, hidden.
Just like they put alarm systems, they put the magnet into the wall.
Right. You put the mezuzah in the wall.
In the wall.
And that's how it was done. It appears that in ancient times that was the preferred technique. Not like we do today. We have cases. Today it's a world of cases, of chitzonius. In the olden days it was a world of panimius. The mezuzahs were put in the doorpost. They etched out space in the doorpost, whether it was wood, whether it was stone, and they put the mezuzah inside the door. And you would see it, obviously. Only when it was sakana would they go and they would cover it over. Today, that's not the style. The style today is to put a case. To put a case on the outside. Let's do one more paragraph. You do not need a mezuzah on the Beis HaKnesses. Not your home. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were no mezuzahs. There were no mezuzahs in the Beis HaMikdash. Shai Nikanor did not have a mezuzah. In the Kodesh HaKodashim, there was no mezuzah by Yisrishim at the gate. There was a mashkef and then Tzivus HaPesach. There was no mezuzah leading into the Kodesh HaKodashim, not into the Heichal. There were no mezuzahs to be found on the Har Bayis. The Chosav Harambam Sheim Kol Shasham Shekol Hasharim Shachayu B'Mikdash Lo Chayu Lohem Mezuzahs Chutz Mishar Nikinar. Oh, there's an exception. Shanik Why? V'Shalafnim Imenu V'Shalishka Peherdrin B'Bnei Shalishka Hazos Haitzah Beistiru Lekayin Gadol. Ah, so this is the exciting. It's a Gemara, right? It's a Gemara that says this. Shar Nikinar led into Lishkas Parhedrin. And who lived in Lishkas Parhedrin? The Kohen Gadol. It's the first Mishnah in Masechet Yoma. The Kohen Gadol was sequestered for 7 days. 7 days. It was, yes, it lived for less than 30 days. Good kash, I don't know the answer. But the Kohen Gadol lived there. He had to live in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish, in this little chamber called the Lishkas Parhedrin, which was right on the left side of the Azara, walking to the Azara, on the left side, up one flight. He lived there for 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur to prepare him for Yom HaKippurim. So being that it was a Beis Dira, all of the gates that lead into the Beis Dira require a mezuzah, which includes Shar Nikanor and Lishkas and then Parhedrin. The gate Nikanor, they opened up Le Parhedrin. Nechshavu kulam kidirosoi, it's his home. Ve'achiyav hu rak b'yimei hafroshosoi v'loi kol hashana. He seems to indicate that they took it down. They only put up the mezuzah for those 7 days. That's what he seems to say. They took it down. If you don't need a mezuzah, it's a very different attitude in the ancient times. If you don't need it, you don't do it. It's not a hiddur to put up a mezuzah in a place where you don't need the mezuzah. That's not our attitude. Today we don't live with that attitude. Today we live with an attitude. Even if you don't need it, you do it anyway.
But if you have a place that you just eat?
We learn before you do. It's tashmish adam. It's tashmish adam. Kachem. Mishuchim gavaya kazachu. It's not called their food. It's Hashem's food. It's Kudas Kodesh. It's a whole different madrigo food. He's saying good, but it's a different halach. And uminachos v'chein hayu yishen, and they would sleep belishkas base hamoykat kitam b'midas perikam mikom akula miku diwasam ela mishulchan gavoya ko zochu.
What about if it doesn't have
and the kohen gadol? So why the kohen gadol? Why don't
we say the same? He ate ordinary food. For 7 days he did not eat kachshon. When he slept in his room over there, he lived there, not for the purpose of it's just training. It's not part of the avoda. It's not, and he ate the regular food. He didn't eat. He didn't eat kachem. Therefore, v'hashena ha'isa b'shul avoda, the shena by the Beis Hamikdash was for the avoda. That's why they were even allowed to use their clothing as pillows. Right? There's a whole shiloh. They took their clothing as a pillow. It's for the avoda. We're on duty, and we need to nap. So it was permitted, but not the kohen gadol. He didn't need this, so he was not allowed to do this. Okay. So these are some of the basic fascinating halachas of mezuzah.
What? A kohen could be ma'akesh anisha with the food from a carbon. Does he
right.
have dominion over it?
Over control.
He could be ma'akesh anisha with it.
Toras hana.
Because it's not his.
It's not his. Mishulchon gavaya kazach. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll take a short break, and then we'll learn about Bechus HaMazon.